Could we all be upstanding for the prayer, please? Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting and pay my respects to their elders, both past and present. Thank you. Good evening and welcome to a special meeting of Council this Wednesday, the 12th of May 2021. I welcome councillors, management and staff, as well as the media and the public gallery who are present tonight. I also welcome those members of the public viewing the live stream online or watching this recording at a later time. In accordance with the easing of the COVID-19 restrictions, this meeting is open to the public, subject to room density limits. Masks are required to be worn. Masks are not quite required to be worn as everyone is socially distanced. This meeting is being live streamed on Council's website. The audio and video recordings will be published on Council's website within 48 hours after this meeting concludes. Thank you. We'll move to item three, and all council and staff are present. Thank you very much. And item four is apologies and absences, so we'll put an apology in for Councillor Milne. We move on to item five, the management reports, and the item at 5.1 is the adoption of the draft budget 2021-2022 and draft fees and charges schedule. For advertising, with a recommendation that Council authorise the Chief Executive Officer to give public notice of the draft budget 2021-2022 in accordance with Section 223 of the Local Government Act 1989. Point two, authorise the Chief Executive Officer to give public notice of the draft fees and charges schedule 2021-2022 in accordance with Section 223 of the Local Government Act 1989. And point three, recognise the full Council pursuant to Section 223 of the Local Government Act 1989 to consider any submissions or any proposals contained in the draft budget 2021 or draft fees and charges in the schedule. Do I have a mover for that motion? Do I have a seconder?
I have a question, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, happy to take your question, Councillor Eccle.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, in the likelihood of this recommendation being passed this evening, and with a budget deficit of $1.01 million and consequently a second budget deficit in 2 years, what are the consequences to run continuous deficit to budgets, and what is the plan to get us out of this negative position?
I'll pass that over to you, Mr. Parham.
Through the Mayor, thank you for that question. At this point in time, yes, we are anticipating a deficit for the current financial year, and as you mentioned, based on the draft budget before us, the deficit again. In terms of our financial sustainability of the organisation and also our fiscal financial responsibility, I don't believe it's appropriate that multiple deficit budgets are put forward. What we would be looking to do is over the next 12 months, assuming the budget as presented is ultimately passed in June, then we'd be looking at any opportunities for further revenue savings in order to reduce that deficit position and ultimately get us back to a balanced budget. Also, just have to state that with the federal budget being announced last night and the state budget being announced next week, I'm hopeful that the state and federal government may be able to assist us out with some additional revenue to ease some of that pain.
Thank you, Mr. Parham. Thank you, Mr. Eccle. Does anybody want to object to the motion? Would anybody like to speak to the motion? I will now put the motion. Sorry, Councillor Wood. Yep, you could have a question, mate.
Obviously, in the budget, there's a looking to be a 1.5% rate increase. It's always on the minds of the whole municipality, and I would like an explanation of
how much that 1.5% increase is in monetary terms, and what it will be used for, obviously, in the light of COVID. Everyone's going through a tough time.
Mr. Parham, if you could take that.
Thank you, through the Mayor. In regards to the 1.5%, which is based on the state government rate cap, that's the permitted amount of revenue that we can generate through rates over the previous period. In dollar terms, that equates to $1.05 million. The money itself is part of the consolidated budget position of council and is distributed, I guess, across all the services and capital works that the council provides. As a discrete dollar figure, it's not specifically allocated to one type of expenditure, but does, I guess, result in that net position of a $1 million deficit. If the rate rise wasn't there, then we'd potentially be in a circa $2 million deficit position. This is an answer in that question.
Thank you, Mr. Parham. Mr. Wood, for the question. Councillor DePierre, do you have a question?
I have more of a comment, if it is permitted.
I'll accept a comment tonight, Councillor DePierre.
I think that the question just raised by my fellow councillor goes exactly to this issue of the disparity between city and country in terms of the rights. $1 million, it's a lot of money. It's not a lot of money in the scheme of things. Having had the billions flying last night through the Commonwealth Parliament with casual abandon, but for us it is a lot of money, and it is a lot of money for the ratepayers of this town. And it goes, as I was saying, exactly to that issue of the disparity between the city and the country. There was one cabinet some years ago that actually did approve a sum of money to address this disparity, which would have amounted then, probably 10 years ago, to about that million that's floating about with us in terms of deficit. So we've passed a motion urging the state government a few days ago, to, in line with Swan Hill, to reconsider the distribution of the state of Commonwealth, or to help us to address this issue of disparity. It is an important one, and it always comes to the fore when we have to approve a budget like this. I'm only consoled that a good job is being done, and the deficit is large, but not as large as it might have been, considering COVID and all the restrictions and the enormous amount of expenditure that this council had to put up just to deal with the consequences of the pandemic. Thank you.
Thank you for that comment, Councillor DePierre. Well, I had a mover and a seconder. We don't have any objections. Sorry, that's better. Would anybody else like to speak to the motion? I'll now put the motion. All those in favour? The motion is carried. That's the only item on the agenda this evening. I will just check that there is no urgent business. So thank you, everybody, for coming in tonight. I really implore everybody out there who has an interest in what local government does to put in a submission or to make some commentary on the budget. That's what it's out there for, so please do that. Thank you very much, and we'll see you at the meeting at the end of the month. Thank you.